Our region is interlaced with big blocks of national forest land, ranging from quiet mountain peaks nearly all the way to the roar of the ocean. And the national forests offer many recreation sites and places to enjoy the forest offerings. One forest in particular is suggesting some changes to the fees charged, or not charged now in some cases, for those recreation sites. The Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, stretching across Jackson and Josephine counties and into Curry County on the coast, recently put out a list of proposed fee hikes for campgrounds and the like. The proposals include charging fees for the first time at places that have been free, like $5 for the now free Rogue Gorge Viewpoint just north of Union Creek. Let's hear about the fee proposals and your opportunity to comment on them to the end of next week. Three guests join us. Julie Martin is the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest Recreation Program Manager. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Jocelyn Biro, or is it Biro, please tell me, Pacific Northwest Region Developed Recreation and Fee Program Manager. Hi, Jocelyn.
Good morning, and it's Biro.
Biro, thank you for that. Roland Giller is also with us. He's the acting Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest Public Affairs Officer. Hi, Roland.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi. So, Jocelyn Biro, would you lay out the general thinking here and what is being proposed?
Well, I'm going to turn that over to the forest because it is specific to that area, and I cover all of Oregon and Washington. So I would like Julie and Roland to handle that question, if you don't mind.
Sounds fair. Julie?
Okay. So as you pointed out in your overview, we do manage about 1.7 million acres that really does go to the, from the crest to the coast. And we provide recreation opportunities for just over 750,000 visitors to sites and opportunities that we provide across the forest. We've started looking at ways to develop a more sustainable program to continue to provide those opportunities across the forest. And develop recreation sites is clearly one of the opportunities that we provide. And we're looking at ways to develop those sustainable programs by looking at volunteers, partners, concessions, a whole gamut of ways to best manage those sites and continue to provide those opportunities to our forest visitors. And fees are one of the tools that are in our toolbox, so to speak. So,
now, can you give us an idea, Julie, of the state of good repair of recreational facilities around the forest and how far the dollars that you're currently collecting go toward that good repair?
So we currently manage over 100 sites that have restroom facilities and or some type of site amenity, whether that's a trailhead sign or a picnic table or a picnic tables and fire rings. So it could be a combination of any of those. With those amenities comes a cost of maintaining them so that we can continue to provide the quality of service that people want, as well as the sites that people want. So again, we look at all kinds of sources for income and revenue to do that and to manage that, again, as well as volunteers and partners who also help us provide those services. But I'm not sure I'm getting at your question.
Jocelyn Biro, let me ask you about region-wide then. I mean, the amount of money taken in for recreation sites across the Pacific Northwest region of the Forest Service, is it anywhere close to what you really need to maintain the facilities?
Well, again, as Julie mentioned, recreation fees are only one of the tools in the toolbox. This region currently brings in annually between $11 and $13 million. And when you combine that with our appropriated budget, we really have a gap. And what we try to do is encourage, again, volunteers to help us maintain these facilities. We have several grant agreements with the state, and we have partnerships. So all of that combined is what we're using as our tools in the toolbox to help maintain these facilities.
Jocelyn, there's also something called the Federal Lands Recreation Enhancement Act of 2004. How does that come into play here?
Well, that is what we commonly call FLREA, F-L-R-E-A, and that is the authority that Congress gave the Forest Service, as well as other federal agencies such as the Bureau of Land Management, the Park Service, Fish and Wildlife, to charge recreation fees for certain amenities and services.
All right, we're talking about the proposal to raise some recreation fees in the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. Jocelyn Biro is the Pacific Northwest Region Developed Recreation and Fee Program Manager. Julie Martin is the Recreation Program Manager for the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest. Roland Giller is the Acting Public Affairs Officer for the Forest. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Julie Martin, specific to the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, I mean, how has the Forest Service been able to provide some of these areas, and I keep coming back to Rogue Gorge Viewpoint, I guess that's the one I know the best, free of charge up until now?
So we have done that free of charge, but as the uses increase, the impacts to those areas continue to increase as well, which really points to the need to have additional employees on the site to help maintain those facilities and provide cleaner facilities. We're struggling, I guess, to meet those gaps.
Are there any concerns that the fees, where people got used to no fees, might drive some people away, make them decide, nah, I'd rather not come here for that?
There's a number of mechanisms which would help people if they're concerned about that. We have a number of passes that are available at a relatively low cost that would offset those day use fees. Given the popularity of the sites and the opportunities that are available to help offset that, it really is still a very reasonable cost to visit these beautiful sites.
And did I see that there are somewhere north of 50 either increases or institutions of fees in this plan altogether?
I believe that's correct, yes.
All right. So there's not a consistent multiplier, I noticed, for existing fee sites, Julie Martin. Some camping facilities are up by a percentage, some double, some triple. How did you decide on each individual site what the increase would be?
I don't think that there's any campgrounds per se that tripled in fees. But basically what we did was we have a leveling tool that looks at site amenities and the services that are provided. And that's really the first cut. And then it basically gives us a range, and then we do a comparative analysis with other sites that are provided either locally or regionally that are similar in the sites, the amenities and the services that are provided.
Yeah, correction is well-founded. I was not talking about campgrounds. I was talking about rental cabins, for example. The Imnaha cabin is $40 a night now and was going to go to $125 if the proposal is adopted this way.
That's correct. And again, we use the same process in looking at our cabins as we did at looking at our campgrounds. So we applied the same tool, which has different parameters for cabins versus a campground. You have to have certain amenities, you know, at a site and comparatively. So again, we compared what we were providing with other local providers and proposed fees that were within the range of what other local providers based on the amenities that are provided.
How aggressive will the Forest Service be, at least in the near term? I mean, once a decision is made in how to go about collecting these fees, I mean, are we talking about honor system? Are we talking about installing gates and guard posts to get people to deliver the money before they go into the areas that don't have fees now, for example?
I honestly don't think that we're going to change our method of fee collection. So, you know, generally, I think if you visited our campgrounds, we have a fee tube with a fee information station. It's based on the honor system, and we will have our recreation folks out in our campgrounds, and, you know, they're responsible for compliance and checking. So that is really their function. So.
We're talking about recreation fees on the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, a package of more than 50 proposed for either increases or first-time institutions. So some places that do not charge now would charge $5 a day, for example. You can join us as we talk to Julie Martin, who's the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest Recreation Program Manager, Jocelyn Biro, who is the Developed Recreation and Fee Program Manager for the entire Pacific Northwest, and Roland Giller is the Acting Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest Public Affairs Officer. 800-838-3760 to get your 2 cents worth in here. You can also send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Julie Martin, you mentioned passes. Jamie in Medford dropped a question off about visiting parks for free. And is there any interchange between national park passes and national forest passes?
And Jocelyn, you can help me out here on this one if you want. So we do have a number of passes. We have a senior pass. We have an annual interagency pass. We have a volunteer pass. So if people volunteer a certain number of hours, they can get a pass for free. Right now, we also have Every Kid in the Park passes that are available to fourth graders, and their families can use the passes. Those will get you into a national park as well as our day use areas. So, mm-hmm. Did that help?
Somewhat. And I want to turn to Jocelyn now to get a more region-wide look. I mean, we're talking about just one forest here, the Rogue River Siskiyou, but is it fairly consistent across the Pacific Northwest region that fees have been raised or instituted for the first time? I guess I'm trying to figure out if the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest is sort of ahead of the curve or behind it a bit or right there with the rest of them.
Actually, the Rogue River Siskiyou has been a little bit behind in that they haven't raised fees for a number of years. They've always kept a lower price because they were attempting to provide these services to the public. But in reality, our water system, some of our facilities were built 40 years ago. And in order for the Forest Service to provide the same level of services and quality, we do have to raise fees because water systems aren't cheap. And when you think about it, $5 for a day use for a vehicle, usually a family or five individuals, that's the cheapest experience I have ever seen to be able to recreate out on the national forest and enjoy all the opportunities that we offer. So really, the fees for day use are consistent across the region at $5 for those recreation sites that are operated by the Forest Service. And those fees can be paid a number of ways. As Julie mentioned, we have a menu of passes that people can choose from depending upon where they recreate, with the lowest fee really being $5 paid at a day use site. And that fee will also cover you if you maybe move up the corridor and visit another day use site. So people aren't getting tapped $5 each time they visit the site in the same day.
Okay. We have an email here from Mike in Medford I want to bring in. He says, will you have any discounts for low-income residents? The Rogue Valley is very working class, and current fees seem the limit for many of us. Also asks, are the big logging companies being charged anything to contribute? Julie Martin, discounts?
So again, I would go back to the passes that we referenced. There's also a Northwest Forest Pass, which I believe is $30 annually, which would serve as the annual pass. So it's not as broad in scope, but definitely regional.
All right. Seems like it's being talked about.
I'm not sure I can answer your other question.
All right. Yeah, about the logging companies. It doesn't seem like you have you don't charge a recreation fee to as part of a timber sale, I presume.
No.
Yeah. All right. How much traffic have you gotten in terms of getting phone calls, getting emails? Roland Giller at the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest, are you hearing from a lot of the public about the recreation fees?
No, not a whole lot. I know a while back when I talked to Julie, she had received about 20 comments via email. That's one reason why we are doing things like reaching out to media outlets like Jefferson Public Radio. So if folks do want to comment on this proposal, they should. Probably the easiest way to comment is to look at the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest website and find the news release related to this issue, and that would probably be the best way to comment.
We are linked directly to that from our own website at jeffexchange.org. The comment deadline is February 16th, a week from Friday. Julie Martin, do they have to be postmarked by then, or what's the cutoff for those?
No, if they're postmarked by then, that's fine. We'll accept them.
And then Jocelyn Biro, what's the procedure from here? There's several steps more in the decision process once the comment period closes.
Right. Well, typically the forest will analyze the comments that were received and look at the content and see if there's any need to modify their proposal. Once they do that, they will take their proposal to the Secure Rural Schools Resource Advisory Committee, and I will let Roland and Julie talk about that. But there is an additional review through the advisory committee. And in general, if they review and they like the proposals or agree with the proposals, they will send a recommendation letter, which goes to our regional forester here in Portland.
We're almost out of time. Would this be instituted by this summer's recreation season, or are we talking about for next year?
I believe the goal is to institute it this summer. Is that correct, Julie?
That was our original goal, yes.
All right. So let people know once again that we're talking about potential fee increases at recreation sites on the Rogue River Siskiyou National Forest and instituting of some fees where there have been none so far. Day use areas will go from no fee charge now to $5. You can find the entire package linked through our website at jeffexchange.org, complete with links to where you can make comments and a full list of all the fees charged. Julie Martin, Jocelyn Biro, Roland Giller, thank you very much.